better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What would your number be?
In the campaign in 2016, we talked about 52%.
All right, so 52%. So would you be willing to pay 52% on the money that you made?
Awesome.
You can volunteer. You can send a check.
Oh, you can volunteer, too. We have a...
But you suggested, that's everybody in your bracket should do.
And Martha, why don't you give? You make more money than I do.
Well,
why don't you give?
I didn't suggest a wealth tax.
And she's not running for president.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A lot of millionaires and billionaires give a ton to charity. You gave 3.4%.
Yeah, my wife and I do give money to charity, all right? And we're proud to do what we did. There are others, you're quite right. There are people, Gates Foundation, do a phenomenal job. We do what we do.
You're extremely careful with money.
I'm cheap? You think I'm cheap? How could you say that to me? I can't believe this. How could you say that to me?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know, when you wrote the book and you made the money,
yeah.
Isn't that the definition of capitalism, the American dream?
No. I mean, you know, what we want is a country where everybody has opportunity.
Unchained and unstoppable.
When we won this election, it wasn't in districts like mine or Alexandria's, and she's a wonderful member of Congress, I think all of our colleagues will attest. But those are districts that are solidly Democratic. This glass of water would win with a D next to its name in those districts.
Who do you love? Howie Carr.
What he's done to the Constitution and the rule of law is as bad as that fire did to Notre Dame. He's torching the entire structure of government and the people's respect for it.
I don't think that's a comparison you want to make publicly.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, that's also the number to call if you'd like to be on the Chump line today. That's our recorded voicemail message service, and that'll be in about an hour from now. So if you want to get on the Chump line, leave a message. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it in about an hour from now. And we've been talking about Bernie Sanders' town hall. And we're paying more attention to this one than the others because Bernie has opened up a bit of a lead in the Democratic field. The other free stuff candidates are not catching fire the way Bernie is. Bernie is apparently a more a persuasive Pied Piper than. than say the fake Indian, for example, among others. And Joe Biden's got his own problems, which we've talked about for the last 10 days or so. And so Bernie seems to be the front runner right now. And so a lot of the talk last night was about taxes and healthcare. Bernie said that people will pay more in taxes but less for healthcare. Really? You really think the government is going to give you really good health care? Are you confident in that, Senator Sanders? Actually, you're going to pay more in taxes, you're going to pay more for health care, and you're going to get a lot less health care. That's the reality. That's the reality of Cuba, Venezuela, Canada, the National Health Services in Great Britain. And Bernie said Bernie, who earlier said he doesn't believe in charity, now gives a whopping 3.4% of his income to charity. And Grace listened to the whole thing because we made her do it to torture her. And she said that, you know, it used to be a staple of Bernie's stale rhetoric that he would always mention and denounce millionaires and billionaires. Well, now it turns out Bernie's a millionaire. So guess who's not being denounced anymore? Millionaires. Millionaires are now okay in millionaire Bernie's book. So, yesterday was tax day, except in most of the country, except for Maine and Massachusetts, because we have Patriots Day off in those two states. It was the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. You know, one if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore shall be waiting to ride and spread the alarm to every Middlesex village and farm. That's Henry Wadsworth Longfellow about the midnight ride of Paul Revere. That this is the, you know, this is why Maine and Massachusetts still celebrate the day, because Maine used to be part of Massachusetts back in 1775. Anyway, so this is tax week anyway. And, you know, we mentioned it briefly yesterday on the show that there were people in the alt left media who were bragging yesterday about how they'd been able to put across the big lie after the tax reform bill or the tax cuts were passed by the Republican Congress and signed into law by the Republican president in December of 2017. They were actually taking bows for lying to the people about it. Even the New York Times was forced to concede that there was a lot of lying going on about how people's taxes were going to be raised when it wasn't true. The two writers in the New York Times pointed out that this was a myth that, quote, appears to flow from a sustained and misleading effort by liberal opponents of the law to brand it as a broad middle-class tax increase. So the Federalist today went over the nine biggest lies that were told about the income tax cut and the other reforms, such as doing away with the individual mandate in Obamacare. Just they went over the biggest whoppers that were told. So I'm going to read you just a few of them here before we take some phone calls. And the question I guess I want to ask is what taxes do you find most offensive? I guess the federal income tax would be pretty damn offensive because that's the highest one. But there's so many taxes that bug me. I mean, gas taxes bug me, and they want to raise the gas tax. I mean, even Trump is saying he might go along with raising the gas taxes, and we're always, yes, Grace.
The car tax thing.
The auto excise tax?
Because I didn't even know that was a thing until a year ago, and I couldn't wrap my head around it. I said, what is this? And my dad said, oh, that's what you get for having a car. And I said, yeah. But the car's been paid for. And he said, yeah, it's the tax.
I think that was a temporary tax for the Spanish-American War. You know, this is in Massachusetts. This is a tax, incidentally, that Elizabeth Warren never bothered to pay in the city of Cambridge. Until I called her out on it when she was running for the Senate. I checked the bills and her taxes were unpaid.
But let me get this straight. I have to pay to get my tires changed because the city doesn't fix the potholes that I have to drive on. And yet then I have to pay another tax just for my car. What if it's just sitting there? It's ridiculous.
Well, you also have to pay a gas tax for every gallon that you fill up with your car. And then when you get on the roads, if you ride on the right or the wrong roads here and just about every other place, you have to pay a toll. So you're paying a toll, you're paying the gas tax, you're paying a sales tax when you buy the car, and then you pay this auto excise tax.
It never ends. I have to write a book or something.
When I lived in Cambridge, I moved out of Cambridge, but they kept sending me the auto excise tax every year. And so I called to complain, and they said, you have to come down to City Hall to fight it. So I'm thinking, okay, if I go down to City Hall, which is in Central Square, I'm going to have to find a parking space. There's nowhere to park. So I might get a ticket if I fight. It's $35. So I think I paid the excise tax even after I moved out of Cambridge for 3 years, just because it was easier than going down and fighting City Hall, as they say. And so, and that irritated me greatly when I found out that Elizabeth Warren wasn't even paying her excise tax on her cars. 508 says, how about the 20% pot tax? Yeah, that was, that's the typical one. They said that when we had a referendum in Massachusetts, I didn't vote for it, but the voters, by a fairly substantial majority, approved the legalization of recreational pot, and it was supposed to have a tax on it of 13%. So, of course, as soon as the bill was passed, the legislature immediately raised the tax to 26%, and then eventually got worked down to 20%. But that's the way it works. And some of you guys live in states where they're putting in new toll roads, and I read over and over again these politicians say, well, you don't have to worry about this tax on this toll road in, I don't know, Dallas or in North Carolina or somewhere, because as soon as the bonds that that we use to finance the road construction are paid off, the tolls will come down. And guess what happens? The tolls never come down. That was the way it was in Massachusetts. That's what they told my grandparents in Massachusetts, that as soon as the bonds are paid off on the Massachusetts Turnpike construction, we'll get rid of the tolls. So they're dead. My parents are gone. But I'm still paying, and my kids are paying the tolls. Only instead of, like, you know, 25 cents when we go through the toll booths in the toll plazas in Alston, which is Boston, or Weston, Massachusetts, further in the suburbs, instead of costing a quarter, it now costs $1.25. But some of these, they talk about the taxes are earmarked. They're earmarked. That means they're going in a special pot. They're going to be in a lockbox, as Al Gore used to say. Guess what? Earmarked means nothing. Another thing, when they talk about the tolls coming down after the bonds are paid off, that they call that in hackies, bureaucraties, they call that sunsetted. Sunsetted. Guess what? Sunset, it might as well be the summer solstice at the North Pole. There is no sunset for a tax. 508 says, still waiting for that free ride over the Tobin Bridge. Yeah, that's another one that was supposed to cut. That was another one. That's over the Mystic River, just north of Boston. And that's a tax that was supposed to be sunsetted, a toll. No. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with your calls. What tax bugs you the most? I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr. We'll be back after this.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
When you have a good security system like SimpliSafe, things just feel different. They have some of the fastest response times in the industry. Plus, there are no contracts and no hidden fees. Get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee at SimpliSafeHowie.com. That's SimpliSafeHowie.com. Steve, what's the question? What are the results thus far?
Hillary Clinton had hashtag I'm with her. Andrew Yang has the hashtag Yang Gang. Should Bill Weld's official campaign hashtag be hashtag Weld Wagon?
No, it shouldn't be. And I just saw him on one of the other cable channels, and he looks like he's not on the wagon at all. Boy, does he look like he got a bad ice cube last night.
68% say yes, they like Weld Wagon, Howie.
Okay. How about the universal services charge on phone to pay for Obama phone? Yeah, that's one. Yeah. There are all kinds of taxes on the phone bills. They got everything. You know, universal service, that's the pay for internet in all the schools, which I think all the schools now have had the internet service for about 20 years. Check out if you're ever in a hotel in New York, check out all the fees they've got on those, or any hotels in any big city. That's where they really sock it to the out-of-town people. Although I'm sure there are plenty of in-town people that are renting hotel rooms for various reasons, and they're getting nailed too. But they figure there'll be less squawking if they hit mostly out-of-staters. The view tax, 978 says in New Hampshire. I think there's a view tax in Maine too, right? If you have a good view, a scenic view, don't they try? I think they charge you a higher tax. 844-500-4242. Faith, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Faith.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You were speaking about taxes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I know you were speaking about the gas tax, but I just wanted to pivot when it comes to illegal immigration and taxes, if that's fine?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, I'm a marriage and family therapist, but prior to that, I worked in Internal Revenue Service for 3 years. And one of the reasons that was responsible for me turning to conservatism as an African-American woman was looking at the money when I was processing those returns that were being lost to those who would come over both legally and illegally, but more so illegally. And here's what I mean. Internal Revenue Service, but Congress passed the PATH Act. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And while we was doing those returns, I was responsible for doing processing refunds,
yeah,
I-10s, And when I was processing those I-10s, I would get a tax return from the south of the border where they would be, once they get a work Social Security number, they were getting $7,000 to $8,000.
This is the earned income tax credit, right?
Uh-huh. Earned income tax and additional child tax credit.
Not income, not taxes, but it is a credit. So one out of four is pretty, I guess that's good for government standards, right? Great Faith. It's just another welfare payment. It's fraudulent, right?
And that's what I'm saying. And this is what people don't understand about I-10s. It's not a Social Security number. It's just used to file the taxes. So what will happen, oftentimes you'll have one person with the I-10. He or she may change his name five or six different times and then still file five or six different returns to get that money back. And oftentimes when they're coming in, they don't make enough money to pay taxes.
Right. Yeah, I know. This is what gets me when the Democrats when this bill was passed that we were talking about that cut everybody's taxes. They kept saying this is going to be a scam and a grift for rich people. And I thought to myself, just what you're talking about. What about the earned income tax credit? I mean, that's a total scam. You know?
Oh, it is, because you have plenty of American citizens that were scamming it, even more so when it comes to the illegal immigration. And that's why I laugh when I hear about them saying that they contribute to the economy. I'm not saying that they don't, but I'm always wonder where they get those numbers from, because with the Internal Revenue Service,
How do you fix it? You've obviously thought a lot about this, having to process these things day in and day out. What do you do to make it right?
Well, they're going to, I would say that the administration needs to propose that only people who have a work Social Security number who came through visa legal means are able to get their earned income credit. And the process of verifying them is just horrible. So they need to have that caveat there. Hey, if you work here, we want to make sure that you're here legally and that you have a legal visa to work here. Legal permit to work here in order for you to get the work Social Security number.
Faith, I'm going
to
guess.
And then you can't get children. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to guess something else. That most of these fraudulent returns, they're claiming 8, 10, 12 kids too, right? On top of everything else.
Yes. And then, you can only get so much for the max. And another thing is that we can't validate if they have children. You know, at first they were able to claim children back home.
Can you imagine that? The honor system for paying taxes. I wish they'd do that for me and you, Faith.
I wish they did. But I just wanted to add that in there. If they want raw numbers, the Internal Revenue Service put a tracking code on each return that we have to reject back due to PATH Act. So they have some hard numbers. No one ever pulls from them, and I suspect maybe because it will undo the narrative that they have about the economy. And this is not a knock. I always say, train people how to treat you. Yeah. If you reward the people who come here legally, it will make an incentive for those to qualify legally.
I know. You're right. I mean, Faith, you know this. You're living in Texas, I guess. So, you know better than me. I mean, we have an incentive for people to cross illegally. Someone just texted me when we were talking about free health care that Bernie Sanders was talking about. And the guy made a good point. He said, the only way to get really free health care in America is to be an illegal alien. I think there's really something to that. Thanks for the call, Faith. You're a good caller. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Earned income tax credit is just one of the most underreported scams of all time. That's what Faith was just talking about. And during the Obama administration, it's been out of control for a long time. But during the Obama administration, I mean, there were stories in the paper about it in some of these illegal alien infested neighborhoods. They'd be delivering these quote unquote refund checks to like 20 people in one apartment because of the scams that were going on. And, in Massachusetts, the biggest cesspool of illegal aliens and fentanyl dealers and just general societal breakdown is Lawrence, right up on the New Hampshire line. And somebody just says this is what the Faith was talking about, is exactly why there are more tax services, tax preparation services in Lawrence than in any of the affluent communities in the state. because you know they're because it's these giant scams that they're running.
It's funny because I always wonder. I was like, they don't have TurboTax in Lawrence. Like TurboTax doesn't come in Espanol.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. You know all these communities, they don't really have a morning rush hour or an evening rush hour, you know, but they do have, but apparently everybody's got jobs because they're all filing tax returns. 844-500-4242. So now it's time for the news with Grace.
Hello.
Hello.
A lot of news to cover. As everyone knows, I watched a lot of Bernie Sanders this morning. Here's my hot take, which I know everyone knows. But for a millionaire, cool dude bro, Bernie is very angry.
Blah, 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 blah.
He's very defensive. He's very snippy. He gets very testy when he's asked anything that he does not like. And I know Steve pointed this out. He lies. He just blatantly lies, which I know that's like a Democrat thing, but I wish Bret Baier...
He's an independent, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Air quotes, please. I wish Bret Baier would have said to him when he posed that question about the gold-plated healthcare and Bernie Sanders said, no, we don't. I wish he would have said, okay, hold on a second. Like, let's address that lie first. You're on Obamacare? Is that what we're supposed to believe? You're like everybody else? Then at least Bernie would have to explain that he's lying right then and there. I just didn't think they pushed back enough on the whole thing. I wasn't very happy with them.
Well, I mean, again, he was what, the second one they've had on, or maybe the first one? He may have been the first of the Democrats, and they're just trying to lure them in.
Yeah. Right? Well, the first thing they need to do, if I'm the director of that show,
now they're talking to Mayor Pete.
If I'm the producer of the town halls, which, by the way, the ratings were huge. It's the highest rated town hall.
Yeah, no, I said 2.5 million as opposed to 1.3 on CNN last month. Same socialist fool candidate.
Yeah, so maybe I shouldn't be giving advice because clearly it worked for them. But the first thing I would do is get rid of that audience. They were driving me nuts. It's like the audience from The View. They don't even know what they're clapping about.
Yeah, I think that's what irritated Trump. I don't think it was so much the questions, but it was just the audience.
And here's the thing. Applause can change the whole narrative. Like, I could stink right now, and if the VIP started clapping, go ahead. Please clap. Go ahead. And all of a sudden, it's like, Grace is killing it, but I'm not.
They're happy because they just had a nice spread from Kowloon.
Yeah, right? See? Who knows what they were applied with at the town hall? Anyway, now Pete Buttigieg is saying that he might do a Fox town hall.
Buttigieg? Is that how it's pronounced?
I think that's how it's pronounced.
Buttigieg?
Just call him Mayor Pete.
Buttigieg?
Mayor Pete. We can't call him that. That sounds like a sitcom. He's running for president, Mayor Pete.
What do you think Trump's nickname for Mayor Pete is going to be? This is a tricky one.
Yeah, this is a tricky one.
He is the mayor for Touchdown Jesus.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Touchdown Jesus is the most famous statue in South Bend, in Notre Dame at the football stadium.
That's clearly not that famous.
What's the second most famous statue in South Bend?
Admiral Farragut. I don't know.
So we had the big story yesterday, Howie, was obviously the fire.
Yes.
And it was really sad. We all felt really, everyone felt terrible. But what's really cool is several of the world's richest French billionaires are donating so much money to help rebuild it.
Are they paying their fair share, as Bernie would say?
Yeah, I don't know how much we can put Bernie down for based off his track record. He might not be the one to go to for some...
I'll put down 50 cents.
And I need my receipt. I'm going to write it off. But several of France's wealthiest families are pledging millions. And I just thought that was really cool, including Salma Hayek's boyfriend.
I thought the most interesting thing was that the crown of thorns, that was probably the most precious, sacred thing there. A priest saved it.
Yeah, a priest.
A hero priest.
Yeah.
like Hero Jake or Hero Dog.
We read the New York Post too much, Howie. You just read the headline exactly what I was going to say. A hero priest saved the thorns. So now back to Bernie a little bit. Dems are there's rumors going around that the Democratic Party is like the DNC is warming up to Bernie. As we know, they had a rocky relationship in 2016 because they, you know,
because they tried to fix the primaries for Hillary Clinton. I'd have a rocky relationship if they tried to rob me of something.
That can really change your views of the DNC when they try to cheat you out of it. But now they're putting up this front like, oh, no, we're really happy he's leading. We're really going to support him. But there's a lot of talk that the Democrats are kind of lighting their hair on fire about this, and they're not actually happy because they're afraid that if Bernie does win the nomination, then all of a sudden it's Trump versus socialism, and it's just going to be too easy for Trump to beat him. So I don't know. It's interesting because he definitely does have the lead right now. He's definitely got a lot of momentum. I don't see it. I watched it last night. I don't see the appeal, but apparently people like the
crazy man. If it's Bernie versus Trump, Trump will be the young man in the fight.
I know. It's so true. So as you said, Howie, yesterday was tax day, and I have an interesting cut I want to play. CNN had a moment of, what do you call it, Howie, accidental journalism?
Yes.
And they brought on someone to talk about who are the winners during this tax day. Let's play cut two, Steve.
So who are some of the winners and the losers under Trump's new law? Winning, well, most U.S. taxpayers. Data from the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation shows more than 65% of tax filers will see their overall tax burden fall at least $100.
What's this woman's name?
This woman's name, I believe, is Christine. It says it right there, Christine something.
Romans. Christine, you're fired.
Yeah, Christine, thanks, but no thanks. Who let this girl on? I'm surprised they didn't say, sorry, Christine, we're having, there seems to be a technical difficulty you're breaking up.
Go down to HR and pick up your check, and then the security guard will escort you out of the building.
Okay, now can we talk, my favorite story of the day is Nancy Pelosi. Nancy is, it's getting harder and harder for her to hide her disdain for the super progressives in her party.
There's only five of them, as she said the other night.
There's only like five.
They could fit in a phone booth.
It's funny, she's more savage when she's going after AOC than when she's going after Trump.
And I don't think she really meant in this clip, Steve, to be that savage towards AOC. But, and once you hear it in the whole context, it's not that bad. But just comparing her to a glass of water is just not a good look.
When we won this election, it wasn't in districts like mine or Alexandria's. However, she's a wonderful member of Congress. I think all of our colleagues will attest. But those are districts that are solidly Democratic. This glass of water would win with a D next to its name in those districts. And not to diminish the exuberance and the personality and the rest of Alexandria and the other members. But when I said three, that we're talking about three that were getting a good deal of press on it. But the 43 districts, we won 43, net gain of 40.
Yeah, that's enough.
We're right down the middle.
Yeah, we don't need any more of that.
That's the classic, like, no offense, but
aren't you going to mention that AOC announced that she's going off Facebook?
Oh, yeah, she's taking a break from social media. But I think she's staying on Instagram and Twitter, but she's just going off Facebook for her mental health, I believe.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes. I mean, we're both on Facebook to monitor the show.
Not really on Facebook, not to use it, but to put it up for you.
To be real, Facebook was okay when I was in high school, and then your age people got on it. And
baby,
well,
I don't know. Is Howie technically a baby boomer?
Yes, I
don't
I
know
am.
What I don't know
I
what
am.
He
you're
is.
You're on like the upper edge of baby
the blondes,
boomer, right?
The blondes of the world really tanked the FB for me.
Facebook is awful because of baby boomers.
It's like all these posts and posts and posts, and they comment things as if other people can't
Present
see it.
Present company excluded, of course.
Well, yeah, because we control your Facebook posts.
It's like, okay, so for example, my friend, she'll put up a picture of her and her friends, and her aunt comments on it, you're the most beautiful out of all of these girls, as if the other girls aren't on Facebook.
All right, you think that's bad. Imagine seeing your dad publicly share a picture of Hooters.
Oh, geez, Steve.
I'm not talking about owls.
We don't want to get into your family feuds. Lori Loughlin's options are limited after pleading not guilty in college admission scam, legal experts say. So she pleaded not guilty yesterday.
Have to show up for court. I thought they had changed the date so that she could come to see the marathon, and then she didn't even show up. She got a waiver from the judge. She didn't have to make an appearance.
Are you sure she didn't have that guy from Harvard show up for her?
No, but it says here, Lori Loughlin signs autographs and chats with fans the day before her court hearing in Boston.
No, but that was earlier.
Oh, got it.
See, 203 says you are part of the silent generation.
Me?
That's what 203 says.
How old do you think I am, 203? Good Lord.
Howie, you know what we always say, don't ask a question you don't want to hear the answer to. Yeah, I just think that Lori Loughlin went about this the whole wrong way, and I'll tell you why. Obviously now
she didn't take a plea. That was her big mistake.
Right, and obviously now she's facing like 40 years as opposed to two. And two, like you said, Howie, to me, you said, oh, I think any jail time really freaks you out no matter what. But here's the thing. Lori Loughlin has a ton of money, okay? What I would have done in her position is I would have said, I'm so sorry. Please, 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 I'm so sorry. They would have said, no, we're going to give you 2 years. We're going to make an example out of you. Okay, so I go to jail for 2 years. I'm a delicate flower. I'm assuming Lori Loughlin is too. Yeah, it's terrible. But guess what? You come back out and everyone has Martha Stewart respect for you where they say, whoa, girl did 2 years in jail. And then guess what?
You know
get
what?
To go back
I'd
to
rather,
your fabulous life.
I'd rather
life.
Have less respect and more time on the street.
It's the only...
I think I speak for 99.99999% no, of the audience.
If your entire life is your reputation and the only way to get your reputation back is to do a little hard time, you do a little hard time. So
my question, Grace, is if you wound up in jail, which gang would you join up with, the Irish or the West Asians?
Oh, it depends on what the vibe is when I get there. You know what I mean?
Like
who has the most pull? I think the Irish because I do. I really do.
Did you read too that Lori Loughlin and her husband they're blaming one another? They're each saying that they're the ones that were responsible for going to this guy.
And the daughter's really mad, Olivia Jade. And honestly, I don't blame her. She said multiple times she had no interest in school.
She's a victim.
She had a very profitable career ahead of her as an influencer, and mom and dad just have to get ahead of themselves. And they get the entire family in trouble.
An influencer, is that what they used to call celebrities?
Yeah, but it's a watered down
people
version.
Who were famous for being famous.
Yeah, famous for like, oh, what are, it's like the Joneses, like Keeping Up with the Joneses. Oh, what are you wearing, Howie? Oh, I'm wearing this. You can get it here. And then all of a sudden, that's your career.
So someone says Lori and her husband are stupid. The government wins 90% of the time. But apparently, though, according to some stories I read over the weekend, people were telling, their friends were telling them. They weren't talking to, you know, to people with experience in the criminal justice system.
They weren't talking to lawyers?
I don't know. If maybe they were talking to showbiz lawyers, but they're saying, Lori, they're not going to send you to jail. Don't they know who you are?
And Howie, really quickly what I want to say. The tide is shifting with celebrities in jail. It used to be, yeah, you have so much money, you have good lawyers, you can get out of anything. Now, they're making more examples out of people. Think about it. Bill Cosby got jail time. I'm not saying it's on the same level, but a lot of people are going to jail now, and you'd be surprised. And Lori Loughlin, I don't know, she might get
the
cuffs.
So you think the Bill Cosby case should have been broomed, Grace?
No, but I'm saying...
He only attacked, what, 70 women?
No, I'm not saying it should have been broomed. What I'm saying is the day of, before the verdict came out, you said you didn't think he was going to get jail time. Is that not true?
I didn't think he was going to be convicted.
Can I redirect the witness, please, to answer the question? Is that not true?
That's why I didn't think he was going to get jail time, because I didn't think he would be convicted.
I rest my case.
Are you prepared for the next economic crisis? With trade wars, Brexit, and the volatile stock market, the next economic downturn could be right around the corner, and it could be prolonged. If you're only invested in stocks, bonds, and banking instruments, then the answer is no. But you can protect your wealth from economic uncertainty by diversifying into precious metals. I'm talking about tangible gold and silver. For centuries, gold and silver have served as a hedge against falling currency values and unpredictable market swings. And my friends at Orion Metal Exchange can help you invest in precious metals today. Whether you're looking to add gold and silver to your IRA or you want coins you can hold in your hand, you can trust the experts at Orion Metal Exchange. To get a free, no-obligation report from Orion, text FREEKIT to 484848. Text FREEKIT, that's all one word, to 484848. The report is free, and an Orion expert will help you start protecting your wealth with an investment in precious metals today. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. To get the free report, text FREEKIT to 484848. Again, text FREEKIT to 484848. We'll be right back with more of Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. Check out Howie's trending stories at HowieCarshow.com. Brought to you by Orion Metals. That's HowieCarshow.com.
844-500-4242-201 says, Loughlin's friends can say anything they want. They aren't the ones facing time in the Gray Bar Hotel, and they won't volunteer to take her place when she checks in.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, looking at a prison sentence, that's what you really call skin in the game.
Yeah. Howie, I have a very exciting announcement. So, at the end of May, there is a big day, May 31st, my birthday. And since your birthday was such a success in January, we're going to be throwing a Grace Curley birthday bash.
All right. Where?
Mix 360 in Malden. And guess what? Special guest, you. You will be there as well.
Yeah, we're going to let you come.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What
I figure
day
it might
that?
Be a draw for some people.
What day is that?
May 31st is going to be a Friday. It's going to be so fun. We're going to have cake. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have all sorts of stuff. And you can just drop in, have a drink, watch the show.
Grace will be doing the show. Howie Carr will be working the door.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I'm already trying to decide, you know, like what I'm going to wear.
Are you
going to
let Howie
makeup.
Sell books?
Yeah.
I'm going to be behind I'm going to be behind the bar like the old days with Bill Weld and J.J. Foley's.
Playing whip out.
Yes.
Yeah, but it'll be really fun. We don't have it up online or anything like that yet, so you can't buy tickets, but I'm giving you a little pre-release teaser.
978 says, Grace, I have bad news for you. You wouldn't survive a week in jail.
I don't think I would either. Are you kidding me? I'm very sensitive to the temperature of rooms, and I feel like they don't let you control the thermostat in jail. I don't know, though. I've never been. Maybe they do. Maybe they've changed things.
You probably should not do crime, then.
I can't do the time. This is an amazing story, and here's the title. I got death threats for interrupting Tiger Woods' finish at the Masters, meteorologist.
Yeah.
As I was telling
the VIPs, too, it's not like they were, you know, they cut in to say that it's going to be sunny tomorrow, you know. There were tornadoes going through the area.
Yeah.
I saw the headline. I didn't realize this was a tornado warning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ella Dorsey, she came on the air on Sunday to let people know in Georgia that there was a tornado warning, and then she started receiving death threats, and this is what she said. To everyone sending me death threats right now, you wouldn't be saying a damn thing if a tornado was ravaging your home this afternoon. Lives are more important than five minutes of golf.
And here's the other thing, too. I don't think they totally took off Tiger Woods. They had a split screen.
Split screen.
Like
I'm about to
right
kill
now.
This lady talking about the tornado. I'm trying to watch Tiger.
Wait. Okay, listen, if the local stations have to cut away from the show for a tornado warning, take Grace's picture off. Leave me up there.
Send him the death threats, though.
See, Howie's a host, not a programming director.
But this just goes to show you, like, when people say, oh, I got death threats. It's like, you can do anything and get death threats. You can tweet that you like one color M&Ms more than the other and you'll get death threats. Yep. This meteorologist is getting death threats. I mean
Howie
the bar is pretty low.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Over the years.
Sometimes they're more credible than others.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruce from the Mets, he's coming to your party.
He came
to my birthday party. He's coming. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really
774 says you need to get a full foil.
Oh, for my birthday? Oh my God, I'm going to get sprayed.
You're going to get the Boehner special?
By the way, I'm getting sprayed on Thursday. So everyone watching this Friday, you can look forward to a very bronzy glow.
And remember, if you're going to bring gifts for Grace, she smokes Virginia Slims.
Yes. Martha Stewart brand sold for $215 million.
Speaking of ex-cons, jailbirds.
I know. I hope that guy doesn't call in Martha Stewart's number one enemy. I thought this was very low. Companies sell for so much nowadays. $250 million is like nothing.
Well, it's not like she's Google.
I know, but she's Martha Stewart. 10 years ago, this would have been a big sell.
I would sell this show for $210 million.
Oh, wow. There's the price, everyone. Let us know.
We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.